Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, You know what it is, right? Yeah. Here we go. Elder Prevost on the flow. Music. Yeah, I know what it is.
You can use the tweet.
I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? Yeah. You wanna know how I know? Spirit told me so.
They were
power preacher on the mic, getting the jokes flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck blowing. You just extra. You need to stop. You need to get out that prayer line
and get a job.
He ain't hearing from God now. He just being lazy. That's what he's smoking on. They got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen.
Write it down.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember
it.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You so hear me, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He'll feel it. Nothing I do no more. It's about the dough. Nothing I do no more. It's fun for show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the dough. Start with it. Yup, so ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the bounce. That's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D. Because he got my back.
He do
it. Elder is weak. He picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track.
He did.
I bet you rewind it.
I will.
And play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I can preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go.
Here we go.
Before I'm starting to sermon though, I had to
let
you know. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual or extra lyrical.
You just a radio.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah,
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm
just being ordinary.
I'm
just being ordinary.
Tell me,
I'm just being ordinary.
And we're about to hear.
God on the night, praise God on tonight. We want to welcome everybody, amen, to Unscripted, and I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, along with First Lady Aisha Prevost, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and it's just truly a blessing to be on the line on tonight, truly a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord, praise God, with everything that's going down right now, to know that God is always, hallelujah, with us. Praise God. It's truly a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we just thank God. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your spirit move in a mighty way on tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. Lord, we praise your name. We magnify you, for you are truly worthy to be praised, Lord. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you who has tuned in on tonight. Everybody, praise God, who will call in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. And we just pray that the will of God be done. Hallelujah on tonight. For those of you who got your Bibles or your electronic devices, we invite you to go with us to the book of John. Hallelujah. Chapter 20. Amen. The book of John, chapter 20. Praise God. Hallelujah. The book of John, chapter 20. Now, many of us know we just got through celebrating Easter yesterday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Easter. Amen. Where we celebrate the resurrection. Amen. Of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Yesterday was the day that we believe, amen, that some 2,000 years ago, praise God, that after being beaten, hallelujah, and spat on and disfigured, hallelujah, that's how bad he was beaten, not because he did anything wrong, but because of the wrong that we collectively did as human beings. Praise God, hallelujah. He took a little bit of everything that we did, amen, put it together and took it and put it all on himself so we wouldn't have to bear the punishment of the sin that we had committed. Praise God, hallelujah. And the last time some of the disciples seen Jesus, he was being taken. Hallelujah. He was being spat on and popped upside the head. Hallelujah. The last time his mother, amen, and John, praise God, and Mary Magdalene seen him, he was hanging. Hallelujah. On the cross. Right before they took him down, he was hanging. He was dead. Hallelujah. His shoulder was dislocated. His eyeball was beaten out of socket. Hallelujah. They had beaten him so bad that they had ripped the skin from his flesh. Hallelujah. And his blood was just everywhere. There was a big gouge in his side. There were holes in his hands and holes in his feet. And he was lifeless. Praise God. The last time that they seen Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. So now we come to the point, hallelujah, amen, where it's been the 3 days as it's been promised, hallelujah, but they've forgotten the word of God. Praise God, hallelujah. They've forgotten what Jesus said God was going to do for him in his life, that God was going to take him through this punishment, through this pain, but 3 days later, hallelujah, amen, that God would raise him up. Praise God, amen. And we forget, the Lord says, when we are going through our pain and our trials and our struggles, amen, and we've been hating on and people are blaspheming our name, you know, talking down on you and spreading rumors about you and saying you ain't going to be nothing, knew you wasn't going to never be nothing. Praise God, hallelujah. And all this is going on in our lives. Amen. And we forget that God said, amen, I'm going to bring you out of this. Praise God. Hallelujah. On the third day, I will bring you out of this at an appointed time. See, all of us have an appointed time to go through and an appointed time to come out. Praise God. Amen. And our lives reflect the lives of Jesus. Hallelujah. So there will come a time where God was getting ready to use you. Hallelujah. And he's getting ready to use you in such a magnificent way that the world has to see you fall. Hallelujah. So when he lifts you up, amen, it could be said that nobody did it but God. Hallelujah. Jesus was in a predicament where the only way he could get out that tomb, hallelujah, was with God. Amen. Some of y'all feel like the only way you can get out of the situation you're in right now, hallelujah, is only the hand of God, hallelujah, has to move in your life, amen, for something to happen in your life, for that breakthrough to happen, amen, for that doctor's report to come back with a good report, amen, for that finance, for that check to come, amen, for everything to work out. You say the only thing that can do it is the hand of God, hallelujah, in my life. Praise God, amen, hallelujah. Amen. So the last time Mary Magdalene and his mother and John seen Jesus, they were laying his lifeless body in the tomb, his lifeless, beat-up body, hallelujah, in the tomb.
Yeah,
amen.
Before you go into that, Elder, I want to put on what you had said. Like you were saying, it's an, everybody have their appointed time, you know, to come out of the situation. You know, it was told to Jesus long before he had died, that this everything that was going to happen to him, and that he was going to go through this painful death, and then on the third day, that God was going to rise him up. This was told to Jesus prior to what had happened. Amen. Hallelujah. And we see in this scripture that God has fulfilled his promise, and he has risen him on the third day, like he said, like he had already, like it was already prophesied.
Mm-hmm.
It was already prophesied beforehand what would happen and how God will raise him. And God, like Elder said, God is not that slack. Whatever he promised you, whatever was prophesied over your life, amen, hallelujah. If he said it, shall he not do it? Shall he not fulfill what he has spoken over your life?
Mm-hmm.
Amen, hallelujah. I just had to point it out.
Amen. Praise God. And that day that God has spoken of has came to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. But everybody's forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's why in one scripture he tells the prophet to write it down, make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. In the international version, he said write it in big letters so people can see it. Hallelujah. Because they are... They have to be reminded about what God said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we give up on God sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. But amen. Praise God. When we go to verse number 11, hallelujah. Amen. What has happened before I begin to read, what has happened is it's Sunday morning. Hallelujah. And Mary Magdalene and some of the other women, hallelujah, the women disciples that followed Jesus that are rarely mentioned, I got to say that, hallelujah, that followed Jesus, went down to the tomb, amen, to prepare his body for a proper burial.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, amen, because when they took his body off the cross, it was about to be 6:00, which is the Sabbath. The Sabbath starts at 6, and in Jewish customs, hallelujah, Jewish tradition, at 6:00, the work stops. Hallelujah. So they didn't have a proper burial for Jesus. What they did is one of his rich disciples named Joseph asked Pilate for the body. They got the body and they wrapped it up real quick and threw it in there real fast because they were on a time restraint. They had to hurry up and do what they were doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they didn't want to violate the law and work on the Sabbath past 6. So now it's early on Sunday morning, the Sabbath day is over, and the women say, we've got to get his body ready for a proper burial, a proper funeral. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And they went down there expecting to find him the way they left him. Hallelujah, but when they got there, they didn't find him there at all. They found the tomb, the stone was rolled away from the tomb. Hallelujah. And I've heard somebody say that only the hand of God could have moved that stone. Hallelujah, amen, away from that tomb. Just like only the hand of God can move that stone, hallelujah, away from the tomb that's in your life, that you think you'll never get out of that hole. But God said he's getting ready to move that stone, hallelujah, out of your way. Praise God, amen. And he said, and the Bible tells us, amen, that when they saw that Jesus wasn't there, they ran back. Hallelujah. And they got John and they got Peter, they ran, and they all ran back and found that Jesus was not in the tomb. Praise God. And now, hallelujah, amen, we got Mary Magdalene standing there all by herself. Praise God. In verse number 11, hallelujah, it said, but Mary stood without the sepulchre, weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeing two angels in white sitting at one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus lay. And they said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Hallelujah. She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they laid him. Praise God. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So she's standing there having a conversation, amen, with two men who we believe to be angels. Praise God. Amen. And as she's having this conversation explaining that they've taken away Jesus, she turns and sees Jesus but does not recognize Jesus. It says she did not know that it was Jesus. And I asked myself, how could she not know it was Jesus? Because he didn't look like he looked when they put him in the tomb. Praise God. Remember I told you they put in a lifeless body, hallelujah, that had been beaten, bones had been broken. Praise God. The bones had not been broken. I take that back. According to the scripture, his bones were not broken, but his side was pierced. His hands were pierced. They put thorns into his skull, into the blood came streaming down his face. Hallelujah. His eye was out of socket. Amen. Praise God. He was disfigured. And they said on the cross he was unrecognizable. Praise God. So now she's looking at Jesus. Jesus doesn't look the way he did the last time, hallelujah, that she saw him. Amen. And I want you to know that a lot of people out there are not going to recognize you when they see you again, because you're not going to look like you looked the last time they saw you. Hallelujah. Wherever they left you, praise God, however they left you, that's where and how they expect to find you. Praise God. So when they see you, you will be unrecognizable to them. Praise God, because God will have done such a mighty work in your life. Praise God. And I'm not talking about financially. Amen. I'm not talking about materialistically. Hallelujah. Amen. What I'm saying is God will have worked on you so much. Amen. You're not going to be the person that you were then. Hallelujah. He would have changed you from the inside out. Hallelujah. God specializes in turning sinners, hallelujah, to saints. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. He's going to change you so much that they won't even recognize who you are. Some people look at me and say, how can Andre be preaching? Great. Hallelujah. Preaching. Hallelujah. I don't recognize Elder Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was looking for a big Drake. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't recognize the person who I see. That's not the way I left him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is saying when they see you, they're not going to recognize you. Hallelujah. Because that's not the way they left you. Hallelujah. So as she's sitting there crying and weeping for Jesus, hallelujah, wanting to know where they took Jesus, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. She's looking at Jesus and doesn't know that's Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 15, Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be a gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's still. Now look. Hallelujah. I just noticed this. She didn't recognize the way he looked, nor his voice. Praise God. Hallelujah. You would think she would at least recognize his voice. Hallelujah. Amen. But she didn't even recognize his voice. The Bible says she assumed. She's supposing. That means she assumed that he was a gardener. Hallelujah. And then she assumed that this gardener stole Jesus. Hallelujah. And never once, this is the thing that got me about her and the disciples. It never once occurred to him, to them, that he had risen. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, when people come looking for you and they can't find you where they left you at, it's never going to once occur to them that God had brought you out of that situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. They're going to get more worried. Hallelujah, about you. Because when I left you, hallelujah, you're not there. So they're not going to think you came up. They're going to think you fell down even worse. Hallelujah, amen. Now, they're not assuming, they're not believing what he said, or they're not recalling what he said about on the third day. Hallelujah, it's the third day. A lot of people assume she went down there to see him because it was the third day. But she went down there still believing that he was dead. Praise God. And even after she has found that his body is not there, praise God, hallelujah, she still believes what? That he is dead. Hallelujah. So what is she doing? Now she's asking. Hallelujah. She's asking people, hallelujah, amen, where you took Jesus? Where you took him? Where you laid him? Just tell me where you laid him and I'll go get him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And in verse 16 it says, Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say master. Hallelujah. So she had to look at him, he had to call her name. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. For her to recognize who he was. Hallelujah. I'm putting us in the place of Jesus. You're going to have to call. People going to walk right past. They ain't going to even know it was you. You're going to be either dressed too nice. But your demeanor ain't going to be like it is right now. Hallelujah. Your attitude is going to be so different. Praise God. You might change your hair. You might stop doing whatever you're doing to your appearance right now. Hallelujah. Whatever the case may be, they're going to walk right. They ain't going to even know it's you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to have to call. Hey. Hallelujah. And they're going to look, is that you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's me. Praise God. I want you to see in verse 17. Did you have something right there? Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mary, she didn't, like you said, Mary didn't recognize that it was Jesus, that she was talking to. You know, he didn't mention her name at first. At first, he was like, why are you crying? But she didn't know it was Jesus talking to her. And so he, like Elder said, he had to give her inside information to let her know that it was him. It was indeed him that she was talking to, because nobody else could have known her name. And she's looking for Jesus. She knew it was Jesus because he called her by her name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. And, I was sitting here thinking, and I guess the way the Lord is giving it to me, approaching it from the standpoint of it being himself. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. You might be in a situation and you feel like it's all done, it's all over with. And, it was just like Mary. You crying over that marriage. You crying over those kids. Amen, hallelujah. And the Lord is looking, and he's asking you, why do you cry? Amen, hallelujah. Didn't I not tell you, that I am your provider, I'm your healer? I'll be able to deliver. Didn't I tell you I was going to heal that marriage, heal that child? Amen, hallelujah. Why are you crying? Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sometimes we expect God to come in the form that he's came to us before. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. But see, he is Jesus coming in the form that Mary has not recognized from before. Amen, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So he has to give her inside information to let her know that it's him, that he's with them. Mm-hmm. He is risen. He is alive. Amen, hallelujah. And that's what God do some of us. He sent us prophets to prophesy, give us inside information to let us know that he is in the midst and he's in the middle of what's going on.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's exactly, amen, what he does. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. He said something to her in verse 17. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my father and your father and to my God and your God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I have to stop for a second right here to point out, first of all, who he gave this message to. Praise God. Hallelujah. John was there. Peter was there. Hallelujah. A few of the other women disciples were there. Praise God. But out of all of these disciples, praise God, all of the people who were there, he chose Mary Magdalene to deliver this message to, not only to deliver the message to, but to appear to, period. Hallelujah. Now maybe we can understand why the enemy was attacking her in her earlier life. And if you recall about Mary Magdalene, she was possessed by seven evil spirits, according to the word of God, and Jesus expelled these spirits from her, hallelujah, and changed her from the person who she was, the sinful woman who she was, hallelujah, into the woman who was following Jesus today. Praise God, hallelujah. This could be why the enemy was attacking her in the beginning, because he knew that God had a message to give her on this day. So he started attacking her years before. Hallelujah, amen, because he knew that God already had a plan for her on this day. Praise God, hallelujah. What I'm trying to tell you is, amen, the Lord says, somebody out there, you can't understand why you have been under attack all of your life, for the majority of your life. Hallelujah. You feel like the devil has been trying to kill you, like he's been trying to assassinate you through family members, through friends, through enemies. It seems like everywhere you turn, they've been trying to get you. You've been trying to, you try to jump in it. Hallelujah. Didn't work when you was in it. Didn't work when you was out of it. You can't fit in nowhere. Hallelujah. It's because the enemy knows that God has a destiny for your life. He has a plan for you. Praise God. Much like he had for Mary Magdalene. He had a plan for this woman. But if you would have went, looked at how where she came from, mm-hmm. Hallelujah, how she was raised. She was called Mary Magdalene, so we won't forget where she was from. Magdala was the city of whoredom. Hallelujah, amen. She was from a city of whoredom. She was possessed by seven evil spirits. Hallelujah, amen. And to this day, theologians and scholars and some preachers will try to get you to associate her with a sinful woman. Hallelujah, amen. Just to let you see how much the enemy has attacked her name, simply because God had a mission for her, and that mission was to go tell my brothers that I have risen. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. See, that may seem like something small to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to understand the big impact that this word has. This is confirmation. Hallelujah. That what I said came to pass. I said, if you tear down this temple, I will raise it back up on the third day. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have a witness. Hallelujah. That's seen me. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And I told her, hallelujah, that go tell my brothers that I have risen. Hallelujah, I have ascended, and I'm about to go to my God and your God. Hallelujah, he gave her the message. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, and praise God, hallelujah. So he gave the message to her. Hallelujah, amen. And in verse 18 it says, she came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Praise God, hallelujah. So she went back and delivered the word of God, hallelujah, to the disciples. Praise God, hallelujah. But this is what got me in verse 19. It says, then the same day, being the first day of the week, which we believe to be Easter, praise God, hallelujah, when the doors were shut and the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace unto you. Praise God, hallelujah. Let me stop right there. So Mary Magdalene came on a Sunday morning and gave the disciples a message from the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. But we didn't hear any scripture referring to them rejoicing, any scripture about them shouting, hallelujah, any scripture about them magnifying God, that he has risen, hallelujah. It says in the very next verse that the same day at evening, hallelujah, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, that means they were locked, hallelujah, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, praise God, they were locked in the house in fear, hallelujah, praise God, amen. After they had received the word of God that Jesus has risen, they were locked in the house in fear. I always get astounded by that. I always get stuck by that because this is what happened to us every Sunday. Hallelujah. Sunday being the first day of the week, hallelujah, we all assemble together, scared about what's going on the outside. Praise God. Hallelujah. We hear a word from God, amen, and that same day, what are we doing? In the house, scared, living in fear, praise God, even though we've been told that that Sunday morning we are children of the Most High God, hallelujah, our sins have been forgiven, they have been washed away in the blood of the Lamb, that he has came, he has died, and he has been resurrected, hallelujah, and that we are promised a seat with him in heaven. Hallelujah, you get the same day. Hallelujah, amen. Yesterday was Easter, and we learned all about how Christ died and he rose from the grave, but yet the same day, some of us, hallelujah, were in fear. Hallelujah, even though Jesus is in the midst. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
That lets me know that they ain't believe Mary Magdalene. When she told them, because she said, they say Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, I have seen the Lord. Then she gave them his message. That tells me that they ain't believe. They locked in the door in fear. They ain't believe what she said. They ain't believe the message that the Lord had gave to them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. How to be? Because ain't no way if they believed, they wouldn't have been behind that door locked in fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And some people, you know, God is sending out the message. He has risen. He has risen. He's alive because of who that person is. Whoever that person is in your life, because of who they are, you don't believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for pointing that out. They did not believe. So that makes me wonder today, when we receive the word of God, hallelujah, like you said, could it be the person, maybe we, because of the person that's delivering the word, we don't believe it. Hallelujah. Maybe we don't have enough faith in God to believe it. Praise God. Whatever the case, whatever's blocking us from believing the word of God, something's blocking us from trusting and believing the word of God, because like First Lady is pointing out, our actions, our behavior will reflect our beliefs. Praise God. Hallelujah. We locked in fear right now. Amen. Fear of going outside. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of the coronavirus. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But could it be, amen, we just don't trust the word of God? We just don't believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Look what he said unto him. He said, peace be unto you. Peace. Hallelujah. I got to explain that peace. In another scripture, he called it a peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. A lot of us right now are walking around in a peace. With everything that's going on in the world, you still have peace. Because not only is the coronavirus going on, your problems ain't stopped. Hallelujah. Your problems probably got worse. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. With all of this going on. Hallelujah. But yet you still walking around. Hallelujah. Amen. Like everything's butterflies and rainbows. And people are wondering, how can you walk around like nothing's going on? Hallelujah. Like nothing's wrong in the world. Like nothing's wrong in your life. Praise God. Because they can't understand. They can't understand. They can't understand because it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. You can't even understand it. Hallelujah. Some of y'all look back at y'all situations that you're in right now and say, Lord, I don't know why I ain't went crazy already. I don't know why I'm so calm about it. I should be jumping out of my skin. At another time, at another me, hallelujah, 10 years ago, I would have been jumping out of my skin. Hallelujah. But thanks to the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that you have bestowed upon me so graciously, now I have a peace. Hallelujah, that's that long-suffering, that gentleness, that kindness. Hallelujah, amen. When you get that fruit of the Spirit, it all comes together. At one time, it begins to illuminate that peace. See, you wonder where the peace of God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, the peace that surpasses all understanding, it lies in the fruit of the Spirit. When each element of that fruit come together in unison, praise God, you begin to have a peace that surpasses all understanding. People can cuss you out, you won't get mad about it. Hallelujah, people will downgrade you and talk about your name, you won't get mad about it. Somebody will wreck your brand new Mercedes-Benz, you won't even trip about it. Hallelujah, amen. You can get fired from your job. Oh, well, if the Lord closed that door, he must be opening up another one. He must want me to get a better car. If you divorcing me, he must want me to get a better spouse. Hallelujah, praise God. If you find me, you want me to get a better job. Hallelujah, amen. When you have that kind of understanding, the world calls it positive thinking. Hallelujah. But the word of God calls it the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, because you know that God is in control and you believe what the word says. And what the word tells us every day is that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Meaning, if you did that to me, that means it may hurt. I may feel a way about it. My feelings may be in it, but whatever comes out of it, God is using what you did, hallelujah, to work out for my good. Hallelujah, amen. So even though it may have hurt me right then, you might have just helped me out. But what I got to do is have that peace. Hallelujah. That's that long suffering. That long suffering. That means I can suffer for a long time. That means I can wait and see what's going to happen out of this. Hallelujah. That means God is doing something if I just wait just a minute. Hallelujah. Amen. If I just wait a minute, the Bible says it like this. It, even though it seems like it may take a long time, the vision shall come to pass and it will not lie. Hallelujah. It won't lie. I just got to believe it. I just got to wait on it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to need the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to help me do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. She said, peace be unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to understand. Hallelujah. Wait, let me move a little bit further. He said, and he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then Jesus said unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even as I sent you. Hallelujah. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me stop right there. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. So in other words, before you can move forward, hallelujah, at the point that you're at right now, before you can go before you can move forward in the plan of God, in the will of God, first, you need the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you can do anything, he says, receive ye, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost, receive it. So this tells me, he tells me, I'm giving it to you. It's like I got it in my hands. Hallelujah, amen. This is it. Hallelujah. Receive it. In other words, take it. Hallelujah, amen. Receive it. I'm giving it to you. All you have to do is take it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that goes back to what we were just saying about, hallelujah, in order to move forward, we need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's the peace. Hallelujah.
And we want to direct your attention, because when it comes to receiving the Holy Spirit, most of us, we wonder, how can we receive the Holy Spirit? You know, but if we can go, if you really want to know, really want to understand how the Spirit, you can receive the Holy Spirit, you can turn your attention to Isaiah chapter 11. And I want you to turn over there with me to Isaiah chapter 11. Amen. Hallelujah. It's Isaiah chapter 11. I want you to see it for yourself. Amen. I want to read out the King James. And it reads, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." And this is the Spirit of the Lord. You know, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, which will be, you know, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And say, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." Amen. Hallelujah. "And it shall make him of quick understanding and the fear of the Lord, and he shall judge after the sight he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, and neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So when it comes to receiving the Holy Spirit, we believe that the Word of God is the Holy Spirit talking. Amen. Hallelujah. So when it comes to receiving the Spirit, you have to receive the knowledge that God gives. You have to receive the understanding that God is trying to give us. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to receive the Word. If you don't receive the Word that's been given to you by God himself, you're not receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Most of the time, the Holy Ghost can't come up on us because it help us because we won't receive him. We won't receive what his Word is saying about us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We won't receive that he has risen. He has resurrected. Amen. Hallelujah. That he's with us. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. That he's our provider. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. We won't actually receive this. Amen. Hallelujah. With our hearts, our minds, and our souls, it has to line up. We are not yet lined up with God. So God cannot come in and do what he needs to do within you, so you can go forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Because your mind, your heart, and your soul has not aligned up with the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. Praise God. Exactly. If you don't receive, hallelujah, the Word of God, the part of the fruit of the Spirit is the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God is what provides you the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. You can't understand that the world is overrun with evil spirits if you don't understand that we battle not against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what the world is designed for, to give us the understanding so we can understand what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this should be no, like, a lot of, how do these Christians run around and they ain't tripping? Because it was no surprise to us that something was going to happen eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. See, we've studied our Lord. He said, "Seek my face." When he said, "Seek my face," that means study me. Study who I am. Hallelujah. Learn about me. Hallelujah. And what I learned about God is when God gets unhappy about what's going on, he likes to wash stuff away and start over sometimes. Hallelujah. Maybe I shouldn't have put it that way. Amen. But remember, amen, when he said, "I repented, making man," he told Noah to build a boat. We call it an ark in the middle of a mountain, on the side of a mountain. Praise God. And he flooded the world and killed everybody. Hallelujah. Then when Sodom and Gomorrah got out of hand, did he not rain fire and brimstone from out of the sky and destroyed all of them? Hallelujah. Amen. Did he not do this repetitively? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know, hallelujah, that God, amen, he said in his word in the book of Christ, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13, "If I shut up the heavens, if I send pestilence along my people, if I send the locust and the cankerworm to eat up the crops, praise God, hallelujah. We know that God, hallelujah, if you ain't walking with God, you either with him or you're against him. Bottom line, praise God, hallelujah. And we know that if we win, hallelujah, who shall we fear? If God be on my side, hallelujah, praise God, amen. And Jesus, hallelujah, amen, told them, amen, to receive the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And look what he said. Whoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whoever and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus was but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Did you have something before I move forward?
Amen. Amen. You know, as I was elaborating in Isaiah 11, I just want you to know that those seven spirits, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and power, all those spirits make up that one spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. And out of receiving the Holy Spirit, amen, hallelujah, you produce fruit like gentleness, faithfulness, kindness. You can control yourself. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. You know, if you can refer yourself over to Galatians chapter 5, and it tells you in verse 22, this is the New Living Translation I'm coming out of. It says, but when the Holy Spirit controls our life, he will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Here there is no conflict with the law. Amen, hallelujah. So when we receive the Spirit of God, amen, hallelujah, and we just told you, you know what it means to receive the Spirit of God. You can write that down. So if you forget, it's in Isaiah chapter 11. When you receive that Spirit of God, you will automatically produce this kind of fruit in your life. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Now it said, if you go up to in verse 19, again, it's in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, and it reads, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your life will produce these evil results: sexual immorality, impure thoughts, eagerness for lust, for pleasures, idolatry, participation in demonic activities, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, self-ambition, division, the feeling that everyone is wrong except those in your own little group, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and it goes on and on and on. When you following after your own desires of your sinful nature, you produce this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's not of God. You produce evil results. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. You know, when you allow yourself to be controlled and led by your desires, amen, your temporary desires, you produce those kind of activities, demonic activities. Amen, hallelujah. If you was wondering why you can't, why nothing's going right, why you keep giving dabbling over here, even though you want to stop because you're following after your desires. Amen, hallelujah. But like I said, when the Spirit controls you, you can operate in that peace that surpasses all understanding. You can operate in that love, that joy. You'll be able to control yourself. Amen, hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Praise God. You have to realize the Holy Spirit is the whole key. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. People say you can't get to heaven without it. Hallelujah. I'm saying you're going to go through hell without it. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to lose your mind. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his mind? Hallelujah. Amen. What the Bible says, lose his soul. But that translation of soul means mind. You'll lose your mind out here without the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you just think about it, just like you be talking with your friends and your family in your living room, at the barbershop, when you're eating dinner. A lot of people are backstabbers. They ain't no good. You don't know who to trust. Hallelujah, amen. You don't know who's lying in the government. You don't know this, that, the other thing. You don't know what to believe in the world. Hallelujah, praise God. But but God, hallelujah, amen. See, the Bible says all this other stuff will fade away, but the word of God will stand forever. The word of God is something you don't have to worry about. Is that true? Is that lying to me? Is that manipulating to me? Hallelujah. No, God says I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God ain't like us. He ain't going to change. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, because he operates in and under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's how Jesus operated, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have did it without the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. God, Jesus being who we believe to be God in the flesh, said, I need the Holy Ghost to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, praise God. And that's the first thing he said before he told them, go and forgive people for their sins. Hallelujah. Before you go do all that, you're going to need the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because look what he said. I want you to see what he's telling them to do in verse 23. He says, whosoever sins ye remit, they shall be remitted. That means whoever sins you forgive, they shall be forgiven. But whoever sins you don't forgive, they won't be forgiven. That's a lot of a responsibility, amen, and you can't have that kind of, much less to say, power, amen, without the Holy Ghost, because without the Holy Ghost, you will misuse this kind of power. He says if you forget, in other words, it's up to you to decide whether they really remorseful or not. Hallelujah, or whether or not they should be forgiven for their sin. Praise God. And some of us, we got some people, we don't want to forgive them, hallelujah, for their sins. So, see, I want you to understand, he's not saying for us not to forgive nobody. A lot of people think that's what he's saying. If you don't forgive them, they won't be forgiven. No, God say, if he's going to forgive you, he's going to forgive you. But he's saying that you will hold that in your conscience. If you don't forgive them, that's going to be on you. Hallelujah, amen. So before you even go out there, receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Why do I need the Holy Ghost? Because whoever sins you forgive, going to be forgiven. But whoever sins you don't forgive, hallelujah. He's not talking about people coming to you like they do in the Catholic Church, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. He's talking about people that sin against you. He said whatever you hold against people, hallelujah, amen. You're going to hold it against them, and whatever you let go, you're going to let it go. Hallelujah, amen. So you're going to hold on to whatever you hold on to. You're going to let go whatever you let go. Hallelujah. So you need, before you even start, you need the Holy Ghost. Praise God. This is not a command to go out there and forgive people because you don't have the authority. God has the authority. All you can do is pass on, hallelujah, the message that you have been forgiven for your sins if you choose to receive the forgiveness. Hallelujah, amen. This is more, I believe, you may disagree, but I believe this is more to your state of mind, to you. Hallelujah. You don't go mess around and go crazy out there without the Holy Ghost, because these people gonna step on your feet. They gonna lie on you. Look how many times they tried to kill me, the Lord says. How many times I escaped with my hair. Hallelujah, amen. Because they were gonna kill me because they didn't like what I was saying to them. Hallelujah, amen. But what did I do on the cross? Under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah, praise God. Why do you think he said, if I wanted to, I could call down bands of angels down here and I could really tear some stuff up? He's saying the Holy Spirit is holding me. Hallelujah, because that's really what I want to do. But the Holy Ghost, Lord, have mercy. Amen. You, when you get the Holy Ghost, you understand there'll be times there's things you want to do. Hallelujah. It's times you want to cuss somebody out. It's times you want to go off. It's times you want to give somebody a piece of your mind. Praise God. But the Holy Ghost holds you. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because he got that long suffering. He got that gentleness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What's the rest of them, first lady? You got them right there? Amen. It's that long suffering, that gentleness, that love, the kindness.
Self-control.
That's a big one. Hallelujah, self-control. Praise God, amen. So you see, I gotta elaborate on self-control. Hallelujah, because self-control gives you the ability to control yourself. We want God to control us. We want our parents to control us. We want our spouses, hallelujah, to control us. Hallelujah. But God, we want the Holy Ghost to control us.
Mm-hmm.
But God is saying, I put something in the Holy Ghost that gives you the ability to control yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That means, amen, it's on you. Hallelujah. You walk, now look, you can't say, you walk around here speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You walk around here prophesying. This is what the Lord is saying. You walk around here doing all these things that display the gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you just playing the gifts of the Spirit, hallelujah, you got to have it. Nobody's saying you ain't got it. It's just that you're using what you want out of it. Hallelujah, praise God. In other words, amen, it's like I bought you a turkey, amen, but you ain't going to eat the whole turkey. You're going to take the breast off. You're going to throw the breast away. I don't eat that part, but I'm going to eat the legs, the thighs, and the wings. Hallelujah. But God is saying with the Holy Ghost, you got to take the gifts and the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Like, he's displaying the gifts, but you denying the power. Mm. You denying the power of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. You're displaying the gifts, but denying the power thereof. Amen. Hallelujah. So therefore, you are displaying a form of godliness. Amen. Hallelujah. No, God, you're displaying a form of godliness. Amen, hallelujah. You mean you preaching, you're prophesying, but it's not, you know, that was sheer. The power, you're not displaying the actions of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Like I was saying, the Spirit has gave us the ability to control ourselves, you know, the ability to be kind, to show kindness, to show love. Amen, hallelujah. It's more to the Holy Spirit than just praying, speaking in tongues, preaching, prophesying. It's more to the Holy Spirit than that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Anybody can open their mouth and do that. Amen, hallelujah. But God is looking at the fruit in our lives. Like the scripture says, you will know them by their
fruit.
God is looking at the fruit.
Not the gifts.
Not the gifts. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. He's looking at the fruit. Amen. He's not like the world. The world looks at the gifts. The world looks at how good you can sing, how good you can dance. Amen. Hallelujah. How good you can act. How good you can write. Amen. Hallelujah. The Moshiach. But God of Moshiach is looking at the fruit. God of Moshiach is looking at the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God of Moshiach. That is what God is looking at. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us share. So be not fooled. Let us share. Don't fool yourself. Let us share into thinking. Let us share that you're acting in the will of God because you're not. Amen. Don't fool yourself. Don't allow the enemy to fool you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some of us, we need to check ourselves. Right? Let us share before we wreck ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. And I wasn't trying to be fancy when I said that. That's just a true statement. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Because some of us, we've been fooling ourselves. Amen, hallelujah. It's a thinking that we've been operating in the will of God, and we indeed have not. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God.
Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. And like she was saying, praise God, amen. We blinded by gifts. Hallelujah, amen. Much like people that get into the wrong relationships, you get blinded by that man taking you out to these fancy dinners and buying you all these nice clothes and buying you candy and flowers and jewelry. You get blinded by the gifts. Hallelujah, amen. But then you get to see the fruits later on. Praise God. You know what the fruits are when he gets to knocking you upside your head. Y'all seen Diary of a Mad Black Woman. She was living a good life on one hand, but on the other hand, look at the fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Don't look at the gifts. Praise God. A lot of y'all have passed up a good thing because you were looking at the gifts. Hallelujah. And wasn't looking at the fruit. You wasn't looking at him being on the phone with you and talking with you. He called you back the next day. You wasn't looking at all that. You was looking at he didn't have no money. He didn't fit the social status for your friends or your family. Praise God. Or she didn't fit the part. She wasn't a bad bee. You know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you was looking at gifts and wasn't looking at the fruit, the heart. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, beware of false prophets. They will be known by their gifts. No, he didn't. He said they will be known by their fruits.
Amen.
What they produce.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Prophecy ain't producing nothing. They got classes on how to prophesy. Praise God, how you can pick somebody out of an audience and tell them about themselves, and you don't know nothing about it, and it's all in a book on how to do it. That don't mean, hallelujah, amen, that they genuine. Praise God, because they can pull a rabbit out their hat. Amen. Praise God. But what about their heart? Praise God, amen. What about their mindset? What are they really trying to, are they trying to really teach you God? Or are they trying to be God? Hallelujah. Praise God. So he says you need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And then, hallelujah, he goes on, amen, and it said Thomas wasn't with him. Amen. And we're getting ready to close. Hallelujah. But I wanna bring this last part out right here. It says, hallelujah. Then the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. Hallelujah. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust, he didn't just want to touch it, he wanted to thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I look at this like God, people have seen God. Hallelujah. Amen. You done seen God. Your wife seen. People around you done seen God. But there's always that one, I ain't see it for myself. Hallelujah. So I don't believe it. Praise God. I don't believe it unless I see it for myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. You done said God going to move in your life, and I ain't going to believe it till I see it. Hallelujah, for myself. Amen. God moved in your life. They see the result of God moving in your life, but they didn't see God, hallelujah, they want to see the receipts. Let me see the receipts. They think they the FBI. Hallelujah. They think they the IRS. They want to run credit checks and try to see, well, where did this come from? Are you selling dope? What's really going on? Where did this come from? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because they got to see it. They didn't see God move.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So they don't believe it was God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got 11, 12, 13, maybe up to 20, because the women were there too, up to 20 witnesses that we just saw Jesus. You don't believe 20 people? Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, until I see it myself. Hallelujah. Amen. And look, it says, after 8 days again, a whole week went by. It's next Monday. It ain't even Sunday. Now it's next Monday. Hallelujah, amen. His disciples were wearing, and Thomas was with them. And then came Jesus. Hallelujah. The doors being shut. They still, Lord have mercy. I'm not going to get on them still being locked in the house after they done communed and ate with, and bread and with Jesus. I'm not going to talk about, hallelujah, how Jesus has told them, amen, peace be unto you, and you're going to receive the Holy Ghost, and they still locked in the house 8 days later. Praise God, hallelujah. But the Bible says, amen, that Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. And Thomas reached hither thy finger, and behold my hands, hallelujah, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithfulness, but believing. And Thomas said, Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, because thou hast seen, thou believest. Blessed are they that have not seen, hallelujah, but yet believe. Praise God, hallelujah. So he says, you believe because you see. the Lord want to send a message to all of those that are watching. Maybe you are inside of my voice and you say, I don't believe it, hallelujah, until I see it. Praise God for myself. Hallelujah. I don't believe it until I see it for myself. I don't believe it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord says, blessed is he, hallelujah, who believes and has not seen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed is he who believes, amen, and who has not seen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So those of you that have to see it to believe it, praise God. Amen. Those of you that don't believe it until you get into your hands, those of you that read the word of God, hallelujah, but don't believe the word of God, hallelujah, the Bible says, amen, blessed is he who believes but yet has not seen. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of us have not seen Christ die on the cross. Hallelujah. We didn't see him resurrected. All we have is this old book, hallelujah, written some 1,800 years ago, telling us that a man died and rose from the grave again. Praise God. And some people out there that say, I don't believe it. Hallelujah. I don't got the proof. Hallelujah. But where is your faith? Hallelujah. Amen. Do you have your faith in the word? We started out, amen, saying in order to receive the Holy Ghost, you got to first believe this word. And according to this word, I can't receive the Holy Ghost, amen, if Jesus didn't come, die, leave, and send the Holy Ghost back in his place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here for anybody to receive it who so desires it, who believes that they can receive it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But first, before you can receive the Holy Ghost, you got to first receive Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Receive Christ in order to live this life that we live in. And I'm not talking about just a holy life. I'm talking about before you even get into the holy part. I'm talking about just living life, period. Praise God. Dealing with people, period. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You got to have Christ in your life. Otherwise, you're going to lose your mind. You're going to go crazy, amen, trying to figure out why is this happening? What did I do to that person? Why is this happening to me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Christ helps you understand through his word that it's not about you. Amen. These things will come. One method of understanding is you understand it. Believe it or not, it's impossible to believe, but offenses will come. We will be offended in this life. And once we understand that, that helps us get through a lot of situations knowing offenses are going to come. But that's just one thing. It's a whole book of understanding right here. Hallelujah. And in order to, like you said, to properly receive the Holy Ghost. See, we're receiving the gifts. We got the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying you ain't got the Holy Ghost, but you reading and trying to figure out how to work the gifts. Hallelujah. And instead of trying to figure out how to access the fruit. Hallelujah. You got the owner's manual. Praise God. But you don't want to figure out how to work the sunroof. You figure you ain't going to never use the sunroof, so you ain't even worried about that. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But the Lord says you need to learn how to work them fruits. You're so focused on the gifts. Because you figure the gift's going to bring you some kind of notoriety, some kind of fame, some kind of fortune. Hallelujah. He wants you to be focused, amen, on the fruit. The fruit is what's going to make your life easier. Hallelujah. The fruit is what's going to make you feel better. Hallelujah. The fruit, praise God, not the gifts. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. Amen. Did you have another comment, First Lady? Praise God. Hallelujah. So, amen, as we get ready to close out tonight, amen, first know and believe that God, Jesus has been resurrected. He has risen, and he has sent back his Holy Spirit in his place. Why? So we can have that peace. Hallelujah. The peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace that nobody's going to understand why you so calm, why you so happy. I just seen your husband doing this, but you well, God go, what? Praise God. I heard your cow was doing that. Well, God going to work it out. Hallelujah. Amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding. It's all in that fruit. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. And all you got to do is ask God. He said, you being evil, knowing how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would the Heavenly Father give to you if you ask? All you got to do is ask him, Lord, how do I access this fruit? Hallelujah, amen. I need the fruit to be at work in my life. Hallelujah, man. And not only so my life can be easy, because you said in your word, God, that I'll be known by my fruits. Hallelujah, that in that day you'll look at me and say either, well done, my good and faithful servant, or I don't know you. Hallelujah, praise God. And I want you to say well done. So in order for you to say well done, I need you to show me how to access these fruit, the fruit. It's one fruit. It's seven parts, but it's one fruit. Hallelujah. And that one fruit, hallelujah, will help you live the rest of your days, hallelujah, in a peace, praise God, that surpasses, amen, all understanding. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that we take this word with us, that we practice this word everywhere we go. Hallelujah, amen, that the fruit of the Spirit are ours at our disposal. Hallelujah, that we can use them whenever we wish. All we have to do is receive what you have already given us. Hallelujah, and Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you help us to use the fruit. Hallelujah, and not focus on the gifts. And we thank you on today, Lord. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you who called in, tuned in, everybody on Blog Talk, everybody on Facebook Live. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll see y'all next time. We just pray, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady Aisha and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. I go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time on Uncensored, hallelujah, on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide. Y'all have a blessed night. See y'all next time.
Boy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. For those of y'all that might be listening on the radio, I'm going to give y'all one song. And y'all already know what song I'm going to give y'all. It's going to be that we are winning.
Well, I definitely want to say to you, my dear friend, you know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood. And I say my...
Black Prince is in the building. I mean, you know what this is, right? What is it?
Yo.
Anointed Truth.
I'm doing this one for the bishop, though.
His ministry, wine, what up?
We gonna let it live out, you feel me?
For real, yeah,
we're for life, man. We ain't never stop winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning.
Right.
You feel me?
I feel
this ain't how I live my life.
Let's do it. Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Uh-huh.
Alexis told me that we winning. We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
Yeah.
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Sheep, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These niggas digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel.
I'm still a boss.
Ain't nothing same but the mission.
God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I feed it and make it listen. My lyrics single, you fast. And you never get to mention.
Alexis told me we winning.
These
winning.
Rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much.
Too much.
Here we go again. Rather get that money and let's
bunch of people living safe. Take sense of me and confiscate my pad and pen.
Yeah, I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah. I'm really living this, taking
to the crowd.
It's like we on a trip, and I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High that come with drill. Call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot, point blank range, and still miss? No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to dip. I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race. So
I'm gonna
win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm feeling lose. Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-E?
Y'all looking like y'all really get it.
L-O-O-S-E.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
Okay.
And then I forget to mention.
What you spelling?
What you forgot? Alexis told me that we winning.
Turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation.